Afternoon. Welcome to the 43rd Ryder Cup here at Whistling Straits. We are grateful to be joined by the victorious United States Ryder Cup team. Thank you, gentlemen, for finding us. Captain Stricker, if I may begin with you. Captain, your team, this team just reclaimed the Ryder Cup in record fashion.
Yes, we did.
At or near peak performance. And they did it here in your home state in Wisconsin. That's really a hell of a moment for American golf and yourself too, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a special week all the way around. You know, I don't know what else to say, and I've said it a number of times all week long, and how these guys came together, how they started 2 weeks ago when they all showed up here for the practice round, and I could see the camaraderie then. I could see the willingness to prepare and to get ready for this event prior to us even arriving. So a lot of these guys have played a lot of golf with each other. They've grown up with each other. It's a special group of kids. Yeah, it was fun to be a part of it all this week, especially here in Wisconsin.
I guess it's for anyone who wants to answer, but how important was it for you guys to not just win today, but to kind of run up the score like you did? Did you guys feel like it was an opportunity to send a message?
Xander. We want Xander. Yeah, Xander will take this one.
I'll take this one. I feel like I'll be taking a lot of them. Hey, I lost my match this morning, and one thing we all share in common is that we hate losing. I think I can speak for everyone on that one. And dang, did it feel good to look up and see a lot of red on the board? So this is probably the fastest I've ever personally gotten over a loss personally. And I can't thank my guys sitting around me enough to pull off this W.
Alex on 20.
Hey, Strick. just in case you didn't know, the Bears did lose today.
Yeah. why you have to say that?
Next time, let's not tell all the Green Bay fans that you're a Bears fan.
Yeah, we're not talking about L's. We're only talking about dubs today.
That's okay. Messed up.
That's right.
Next.
All right. So can you tell me what bore the most fruit for you, something you did do or something you didn't do for this week?
Say that again.
Something that bore the most fruit, meaning got you the closest to winning, something you did during the – your captaincy or didn't do to your captaincy that you thought made the most difference?
Geez, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I can pick out one thing, you know, that we did or didn't do. It's a culmination of a lot of things, you know. I mean, this just didn't start 2 weeks ago. I mean, this started, you know, months ago, for me, 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago. So, I mean, it's been on my mind ever since I was announced the captain 2.5 years ago. So, you know, I wanted to make a special week for these guys. I've been a part of a few teams, and, you know, I know how it can go. I've been on a losing team, and I've been on a winning side team. And
Jordan, you've been on enough of these teams now. What was unique about this experience, and how did Steve put this team in the best position to try and win?
Good question. I think it's more of – it felt similar to a President's Cup kind of – atmosphere. Steve, as much as they had things somewhat set based on whether it was statistics or talking to guys, they left kind of the phones open. They let us kind of be able to talk to them about what we felt and ask questions, and they had answers for us. And I felt like everybody would have been comfortable going up and saying, you know, I actually think I'd rather play with this person or in this format here or there. So it felt like a player-friendly environment. And as Steve mentioned on stage, there were no big speeches. It was, hey, you guys took care of business today. Go get your rest. Take care of business tomorrow. And he knew that this team was playing some phenomenal golf coming into this event and essentially put us in position but stay out of the way in a way. Is that fair enough to say, Strick? I mean, I don't want to take credit away from what these guys, the captains, did, because they really did. I mean, they did a lot of work setting this up ahead of time, and then kind of taking, you know, the back seat, and guys really took over, and we made a lot more putts than they did, and there were a lot more roars.
Alan on 18, right over here.
Oh, this is for Jordan, but anybody can jump in. I'm just wondering what Vice Captain Mickelson brought to this squad.
I think this is more for Scotty and Bryson would be a better answer. I didn't see Phil a ton. I was with Zach a lot.
Scotty?
Phil did a wonderful job for us. He kept things loose. I think he was really well timed with how excited he got for certain things. So, like, for instance, Bryson's 420-yard drive.
There were some things that cannot be repeated. Let's just say that.
Yeah. He was pretty jacked up for a few moments, and he just did a good job keeping us loose. I think yesterday Bryson and I lost number 12 to maybe go – was it one down, Bryson?
Yeah. Yeah.
And Phil was standing there on the tee box, and he just kind of smiled and looked at us and goes, man, this is great, isn't it? And in my head, I'm like, Phil, get the F away from me. This is not great. We just bogeyed number 12. But it was exactly what we needed at the time, and he did a wonderful job, and he's great to have on the team.
Yeah, and I wasn't
– I think that's a better question for Captain Strick, because he had the earpiece in his ear, and I could definitely hear
him – he's got great commentary.
Commentating on the earpiece – when he was following my group. So Strick can answer this one.
Anything Phil said during this whole competition, I cannot repeat. I mean, No, he was really wonderful to have around. I think his lightness, his demeanor with all the guys made the whole atmosphere in our team room that much better as well.
To Jeff.
Scotty earlier this week said he was really the only true rookie among the six rookies. And he went, you said it, Scotty, come on. He went out today and just got off to an unbelievable start. I'm just curious with some of your reactions to looking up at the board and seeing him four up over the world number one.
It was amazing to see that. Yeah. And I told him before he went out, I said, go put it to him, because that was one thing. Obviously, John.
That's why he did it.
John has played. No, it has nothing to do with that. But no, John was one of their leaders, and you know he is world number one. He's played unbelievable this week. But one thing that could really push the U.S. team was Scotty going out and beating their best player.
That was huge. Huge momentum.
It was huge.
It was awesome.
Gave us all momentum, and I want to give him a lot of praise.
We all saw it. We all knew it was happening.
Yep.
We were focused. If you looked at one thing on the board, you saw that.
Yep. That was the only thing I was looking at, to be honest.
Dan 21.
And a quick follow for Scotty. What did it feel to be in the middle of all that start?
It was great. really not much else to say. I got off to a good start. The guys were excited last night when the pairings came out, and yeah, it was a good day. I was glad to give the team some momentum, I guess. Steve.
21.
Steve, as dominant as you guys were through all five sessions, was there ever a moment when you looked at the leaderboard and you felt a little concerned?
Yeah, for sure. It was yesterday afternoon in the four balls. I think we went out there, I think four up at that time. Is that right? Five up. I figured we were up six at the point, I think. I figured if they swept us, which it's happened to us before, right? It's happened to both sides. And if they swept us, they could come within two, and it'd be a two-point, match going into today. So 2 points yesterday afternoon, I think, was a huge deal for us to feel a little bit more comfortable. And I said it down there somewhere, too, that I could see it in these guys' eyes last night when we left here the course after just saying a couple words. I could tell they felt like there was unfinished business, and they came out and they were ready today, and they played great. And I could see it in their eye that they wanted it all. They wanted more.
Going to beam out to Steve DiMeglio. Go ahead, sir. You're with the U.S. team.
This is for Patrick. Have you seen any clips of how emotional you were when you were playing, and are you surprised how outwardly you were emotionally wise?
I'm probably not as surprised as the rest of the guys up on the stage. In the moment and with the crowd behind me and feeling like everyone is totally on our side, which is what it felt like all week, it just makes it so much easier. And knowing that I'm playing not just for myself, but for the rest of the guys, it just makes everything that much more important.
Yes, Patty Ice has emotions, everybody. Confirmed. Patty Ice.
We are going to number 9.
There's been a lot of discussion about the preparation going into this, and in the aftermath of all this, has there been any discussion, and I know that you don't like to look that far in advance, but has there been any discussion in regards to Captain Stricker's tattoo?
Oh, no.
You don't say.
Rick.
Hello.
Say it ain't so.
Is there a tattoo on the butt?
Nope. I didn't hear anything about
it. Oh, who's the tattoo artist?
Great question.
Got a transcript.
Xander can do it.
Transcript.
Anybody know a good spot in Sheboygan?
What do you think, Strick?
Something about cheeks, right, Captain?
Yeah.
Yes.
Something about cheeks.
All right, question, microphone number three.
Oh, DJ. Oh, DJ.
Hello.
DJ.
We're shocked.
Are we getting a confirmation?
Y'all heard it?
Oh, this one. That's right. It was going to be this one. I'll do one.
DJ might need to ask Paulina first.
I'll do one.
Brooks. Adam on
I
three.
To see that.
Think about three.
Brooks.
Three.
Brooks. I'm thinking of
it. I'm just curious. Do you feel any differently about this event now after this week?
Like I said, y'all spun that negatively. I said it's different. That's all I said. And it is different. You can't tell me you're going to get... What do we have, 13 people up here like this? It is different. It's different than a single, you know, an individual event. If we come together as a team, it's great, man. I love it.
Nice swing on 17, BK.
Yeah.
That was legit.
Xander, yeah. Solid.
Number five.
Yeah, Justin, I'm wondering if you feel like you are an emotional leader of this team or someone that gives a little spark. Or is
Baba.
Dustin, you can actually also
Baba.
Take this one first.
Yeah, I think we all as a team vote DJ as our emotional leader. I mean, the poor guy went out there trying to get 6 points, but all he could do was five. So. Yeah.
He is
our leader.
Didn't play him twice.
We're following Grandpa into the abyss.
Grandpa.
We're going to beam out for a question from Randy Dodson. Randy, go ahead. You're with the U.S. team.
Thank you. I just wanted to ask Tony to compare his two Ryder Cup experiences.
This one's a lot better. I like winning. The one in Paris was, I was quoted before this Ryder Cup started, you know, I think we were all standing on that green and I know they changed the culture of what that looks like now when you lose, because the Europeans weren't there watching us celebrate, but in Paris, we were right there watching them celebrate. So they changed, you know, they must've changed that. But, I knew at that point I wanted to be on this team, and it just makes it that much more sweet, I think, when you experience something like that, and then now you're able to enjoy something like this even more. So this is amazing, and to be a part of this group of amazing talented players and personalities has been a lot of fun. So I'm happy for Captain Strix and happy to be a part of this team.
Thank you, Tony. We're going to go to 24 straight behind me. Luke.
This question's for Dustin Johnson, DJ over here.
Yeah. Yep. Oh no.
Yep.
This is my emotional leader.
DJ,
he really was.
DJ, I'm just curious. You being the oldest player on the team, do you think you still have the stamina to out party all these guys tonight?
Absolutely. Next question.
So bring doubts for him. Well, what does the rest of the team think? Do you think he has the stamina to outbox?
Yes.
Is that even a question?
Next question, like I said.
As a matter of fact, he'll get started now.
Do is drop it.
Shane, 23.
Me and you, DJ, let's go.
I apologize for a serious question after that. But Steve, you know, there's a cliche of a leader sometimes as somebody who can give a big speech and kind of be rah-rah and this big charismatic, whatever. Do you feel validated in sort of knowing that your players didn't need that and having a different leadership style? Does it feel good to sort of prove that you are a different kind of leader, but a very successful one?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, you know, I don't say a lot, you know, I mean, I'm not a guy with a lot to say a lot of times, you know, I mean, I'm a guy of very few words really, but, I think about things when I do say them. I guess I do a lot of prep, you know, I do a lot of studying of these guys. I know them, you know, very well. I've played a lot of golf with some of these guys over the years. I know their personalities. You know, I just, you know, I tried to make it easy for them is really what I wanted to try to do. And that was kind of my way back in, 2017 on the President's Cup team as well, and make it relaxed. You know, I really had nothing planned for the week, no speeches from anybody, no videos. I mean, we all know it's a huge event as it is. We don't need to have some famous person of highest stature come in and tell us how important this is, and we need to get fired up, and we need to do this and do that. And you know, everybody knows how important it is, and they want to win. Every team I've been a part of, player or a captain, they want to win, bottom line. And when you ask Brooks, that's an insult to all of us, really, because that's so untrue. And we all want to win. We all want to do our best. We don't want to let anybody down. So I just try to make it easy for them, put them in the positions where they're, you know, they could go out and feel good about who they're playing with, and let them relax. You know, go back to the hotel, sleep, take a nap, right? Do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, naps.
I mean, let's just, you know, put them in, let's make them do whatever, let's put them in the position, whatever they want to do, on just like a normal week, right? The caddies were with us more. I mean, they're with their caddies all the time. Just a lot of little things, but, you know, whether it's that or they're just extremely talented, first of all. And that was my style, both events, both teams that I captained.
Can you guys confirm that the vibe of Tiger's message was to step on their necks, not just win, but win in that way?
Tiger's text. No.
I'm not saying it. You can.
Tiger who?
No.
No. What are you talking about? What did he say?
I'm asking you.
No, I'm asking you. What
did
he say?
I said I just would. What we had heard was that it was essentially the theme of it was don't just go out and win. But
we were told by a member of this team today that the record was 19 points and that we should go out and try and get 19 points, and that's what we did.
Strick, is that?
That was Jordan.
That was Jordan.
Close. Thanks, man. Hey, it was fun playing with you this week.
Oh, he's saying Boog. He was no. He meant Boog getting the 19th point. That's what he meant.
Oh, that was Boog.
Thank you, Boog.
He meant Boog getting the 19th point. Boog won hole 16 right, and 18.
Welcome to now.
To get the 19th point. Let's go, Boog.
Boy, Boog.
So, obviously, what you've done over the time of Ryder Cups is somewhat unconventional. Did you ever get pushback from anybody about that? And secondly, who would you say was the most influential in doing what you did?
No, I never got any pushback. You know, I've been a part of some of these teams, right? And I've been put in some uncomfortable positions because I hate to talk, first of all. So, you know, and again, I mean, I've played for some great captains, so I've learned a little bit as we've gone along. You know, I just tried to put them in a position or make them feel comfortable all week long. You know, and I had assistant captains that were wonderful, that made it light and enjoyable. The atmosphere in our team room, I thought was unbelievable all week long. And the six captains' picks were done for that reason as well, not only because they're great players, but they're great guys, and they get along with one another. So it started right from there.
Steve, we know there's a succession of coaches, and Tiger's going to get a shot, Phil's going to get a shot. But if you were asked again to do this, would you want to do it? And what do the guys think if you would want to come back?
That's a yes. That's a yes from us. Yes.
Steve.
To be fair, in 2017, it was a very similar position as far as the dominance goes. Strick has a pretty good record.
2 years?
Oh, yeah. Huh?
Record both years?
Yeah, I think President's Cup was a record too.
Damn,
we kind of messed up on.
You know, I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, they you know, it's mapped out, and there's guys in positions to be the next captains. You know, it was an unbelievable experience. Don't get me wrong. I'm glad it's over.
I feel like I'm being
number
I'm getting too
Jeff.
Sober right now. Can we get off the stage here?
Last question, Time. Jeff. Last question, I promise. This
sure.
is it.
I mean, you talk about all the experience you have on all these teams. A lot of these teams have been loaded with talent. You got this team to fire 1 through 12. What was that like for you to see?
Like I said, it was just putting them out there in a position. We all feel like the assistant captains and I talked a bunch with Tiger on there as well a bunch of times. And they're just so talented, you know. I mean, their average world ranking is 8.9. I mean, that's unheard of out of 12 guys. So it really was just getting out of their way, I mean, is what I feel like. It was just like, let them go, provide an atmosphere and camaraderie that they enjoyed and wanted to be a part of, and they all want to win. And it showed, and they prepared for it. I couldn't be happier. It was a great bunch of guys. I really had a great time, and they deserve it.
Gentlemen, thanks for your time.
I think before this is all over, we should have Brooks and Bryson hug in the middle of the room to prove how much of a team we are. They're going to hug, right? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we? There you go. Should we get the trophy in the middle? Here you go. Hold the trophy. In the middle. In the middle. Hey!
Thank you. Thank you. Bryson, what did it mean to take down the all-time winningest guy in Ryder Cup history?
He's an unbelievable Nashville player. Have nothing but great words to say about him. I did love beating him. It was amazing, and that statement on one was pretty special for me.
I'm going to text you.